This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Want to end the program on a pretty cool note. I've got in my hand right now, I don't want to call it a graphic novel. It's not necessarily a book. It's not a novella. It's hard to describe, but it's like a really thick comic book. It's written by David Kushner. He's a journalist and author. It's called Easy to Learn, Difficult to Master, Pong, Atari, and the Dawn of the Video Game. He joins us right now on the phone from New York. Check him out on Twitter at David Kushner. David, I'm trying to figure out the right way to describe this because, you know, initially I would say graphic novel, but yeah. It's a true story. So it's not a novel. How do you describe it?
That's true. You know, there's not a lot of long form journalism in the form of graphic novels, and you are hitting on something that actually sort of compelled me to do this. And this is the third one that I've done with an illustrator named Corin Shadmi. And it's actually been kind of fun and an interesting challenge to try to do that. So I don't know, you can call it nonfiction, graphic novel, something like that.
Well, David, I like it because it's about Pong, Atari, and the dawn of the video game. I got to say, those were the last video games I was any good at. Pong,
right,
and Atari, a little Dig Dug, some Defender. So walk us through the history there. What's the sort of origin story of Pong and Atari?
Yeah, well, it was really, I mean, the story is kind of about a rivalry between these two guys. And on one side, you have Nolan Bushnell, who was the creator of Atari and also created Pong, went on to later create Chuck E. Cheese. So very enormously influential, you know, American technologist, entrepreneur, still around. Ralph Baer is not as well known. And Ralph Baer was an engineer. He fled Nazi Germany when he was a kid during the war and ended up basically coming to the U.S., working military intelligence. And working for a defense contractor as an engineer, he got this idea to use what was new at the time, television sets, to actually play games. And no one had thought about that. No one had done it. And he created a table tennis game for television, which Nolan Bushnell ended up seeing at a convention. And then he ended up creating Pong and kind of starting this bit of a lifelong rivalry between these two guys.
There's a real element of nostalgia here. Like you said, Mike, mm-hmm. You know, thinking about the 1980s and really what was happening at the time. At the same time, if we fast forward to where we are today, 2022, we look across the landscape of the video game industry. It is just massive. It is huge. David, draw the line from Pong, Atari, the dawn of the video game, to what we see today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I, you know, I love origin stories. I've written other books about the game industry, a lot of articles about it. This is sort of the big origin story. And it's important for a few reasons, and it connects to today for a few reasons. And first would be, I think the title, you know, the book, which comes from Nolan Bushnell, It's this idea of design, easy to learn, difficult to master. You know, that's the essence of any great video game, whether you're talking about Pong or Grand Theft Auto or, you know, Flappy Bird or, you know, Dig Dug, you name it. And it's a kind of a design approach, which really, I think, was epitomized in these early games. So, you know, and still you're seeing the influence of Atari, particularly on the whole generation who grew up with that and kind of had those, you know, design ideals branded into their minds.
You know, Dave, if I remember my history of, about all this yet, forgive me, I haven't had a chance to read the book yet. I'm definitely going to dig into this tonight. But it wasn't an easy sell, right? Was it either, I think it was Pong they originally took to, was it Sears or something like that and had trouble with it?
Yeah, well, Pong, actually, very early on, and it's a story that is in the book, which is about Nolan Bushnell, when he first was creating Pong. You know, his idea was that this needs to be a game that you can put into a bar. You need to have a drunk guy be able to stumble over and get it. And he really meant that. I mean, it needed to be in that kind of, a lot of that design aesthetic that I talked about started with that. It had to be something you just get right into. But yeah, I mean, people didn't know what it was at first. Sears actually did end up, you know, distributing some of the games early on. That was super important. But, you know, at the time, it was really an anathema. I mean, the idea that you would use a television for anything but watching shows just didn't make sense to a lot of people. And, you know, Ralph Baer kind of kept bumping up against that. So, you know, I think it's the kind of the saga of innovation that people are still faced with today when, you know, they're trying something new.
Why are we not talking about Atari in the context of a current game maker, a current platform maker, mm-hmm. and instead we're talking about Sony and Xbox?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question because it's, you know, that one of the most recognizable brands ever in gaming. And after Nolan Bushnell ended up selling the company in the mid-70s to Warner, it never really regained that footing. And it's, yeah, it was just kind of left to the wayside. But the games, you know, that Atari made, and I think that just the culture that it fostered, you know, I mean, myself among the players, you know, that was everything. You come home and play Atari 2600. So, yeah, they didn't really bring the brand into the modern day as much as they would like to, but you know, the influence is super strong.
I love that motivation aimed at drunk guys in bars. Certainly a lot of good business yeah. innovations have a similar story. But what's the deal with these two guys now, David? Are they still alive or how are they doing?
No. Well, Ralph Baer passed away and Ralph Baer, you know, the story, like I said, is a story of a rivalry. He ends up later on creating Simon, which you may remember. Simon is actually still out there, you know, where you have to sort of memorize sequence of colors on this handheld device and sounds and hit the buttons. So Ralph had a great kind of second act, and he passed away a few years back, and Nolan is still around. You know, like I said, he went on to create Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. which is obviously ubiquitous. And Nolan is very much of a kind of a forward thinker with regard to technology
right.
and education and education and aging, you know, games to keep kind of the brain active and things like that. So he's still around.
David Kushner, he's a journalist and author. He is the author of Easy to Learn, Difficult to Master, Pong, Atari, and the Dawn of the Video Game. It's a nonfiction graphic novel. Really cool stuff. Thanks for joining us, David.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.